Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Tuesday, the 23rd of April. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties and Fisher. The general synopsis at midday, high, southeast Iceland, 1,033, dissipating by midday tomorrow. Low, Denmark, 1,010, expected northwest Germany, 1,003 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, 40s, northerly 6 to gale 8, but 4 to 5 in eastern South Atsira, decreasing 4 or 5, then backing northwesterly later. Showers, good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in far east, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in 4th. Showers, good. Dogger, Fisher, northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in West Fisher, backing northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. German Bight, Humber, Thames, northerly or northwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later in far east. German Bight. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, north or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. White, Portland, Plymouth, variable 2 to 4 in Portland, elsewhere northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, northwesterly 3 to 5, but variable 2 to 4 in southwest. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, northeasterly 5 or 6 in south, but northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 in north. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in Fastnet and northwest Irish Sea, becoming variable later. Fair, occasional rain in Sol, good. Shannon, Rockall, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 at first in east, otherwise variable 2 to 4, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, variable 2 to 4 in Bailey, otherwise north 2 to 4, veering northwest 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in East Fair Isle. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, fog patches in northeast, good but poor or very poor in northeast. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300, Tyree Automatic, north-northeast 4, 14 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Stornoway, north by west 3, 6 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Lerwick, north 5, 22 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, north 4, 16 miles, 1024, steady. Aberdeen, north by west 3, 22 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Lucas, north-northeast 2, 16 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Boomer, north by west 4, 12 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Bridlington, north-northwest 4, 1020, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by west 6, 11 miles, 1019. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, north 1, 1021, now falling. Jersey, northwest 1, mist, 4 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, northwest by north 3, 16 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Milford Haven, west-northwest 2, 15 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Aberporth, north-northeast 3, 15 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Valley, northwest by north 2, 12 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northwest 4, 9 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Valencia, north by west 3, 27 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northwest 4, 1022, falling slowly. Malinhead, north by west 4, 12 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Macrahenish Automatic, northwest by north 3, 9 miles, 1023, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday, the 23rd of April. The general situation, high pressure centred to the west of the United Kingdom will gradually decline during Wednesday, but will maintain largely settled conditions to western areas. Low pressure situated over Denmark will drift southwards, helping to maintain the northerly flow across the British Isles and bring the risk of further showery rain to the east. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, north or northwest 4 or 5. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 in south. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north or northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 for a time, backing west 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, backing westerly 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers in far east, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable mainly west or northwest 2 to 4. Showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 2 to 4 in far east, otherwise northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Mainly fair, mainly good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northwest 3 to 5, but variable 3 or less in Bristol Channel. Mainly fair, mainly good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, northwest veering northeast for a time, then backing west later 2 to 4. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, cyclonic becoming northeast 3 to 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Isle of Man, northwest 4 or 5, veering northeast 3 or 4, then becoming variable 2 or 3, then northwest 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in south. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, north or northwest 3 to 5. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northeast backing north or northwest 3 to 5. fair, good. Shetland Isles, northerly, backing northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in east, veering northerly 5 or 6 later. Showers later, otherwise, mainly fair, mainly good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that completes broadcasting from Radio 4 for today. We'll be joining our friends at the BBC World Service shortly for tonight's edition of Business Matters. And don't forget, Radio 4 Extra continues through the night, where the next part of our mystery, Galbraith and the Midas Touch, is about to get underway. Radio 4's back at 5:20 with an update to the shipping forecast, and then at 5:30, Jane Steele will be here with news briefing. Tomorrow morning, we've got new episodes of Dr. Sean Williams' series Life Changing. Tomorrow, her guest is a woman who meets her birth mother on the last day of her mother's life. And Chris, who found love with a chatbot called Emma, shares her story in Helen Lewis Has Left the Chat at 9:30. Just a couple of highlights tomorrow. We hope you can join us. From me, Richard Evans, all of us at Radio 4, have a peaceful night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the United States and in Pakistan, and it's an important day for workers in the world's largest economy, as contracts which prevent millions of Americans from working from rival companies have been banned. We're going to hear from the US Federal Trade Commission.
At the core of what we tried to do today is restore a degree of economic liberty to American workers.
And we're talking about Tesla once again. Its profits are down 55% on the same period a year ago, but it's not all bad news.
It's because of the news that Tesla is earlying up the development of a more affordable car. It's the kind of thing that could make a big splash.
Plus, we have a question for you. How old is old? That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, let's get the very latest BBC news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The first witness at Donald Trump's hush money trial has told the court in New York about a secret deal to block stories that might have damaged his presidential bid in 2016. The former publisher of the National Enquirer tabloid, David Pecker, said he agreed with Mr. Trump to buy the exclusive rights to such stories but didn't print them. Earlier, prosecutors asked the judge to punish Mr. Trump for breaching a gagging order by publicly criticizing witnesses and jurors. Speaking outside court, Mr. Trump expressed his displeasure.
I'd love to talk to you people. I'd love to say everything that's on my mind, but I'm restricted because I have a gag order. I think it's a disgrace. It's totally unconstitutional. I don't believe it's never, not to this extent, ever happened before. I'm not allowed to defend myself, and yet other people are allowed to say whatever they want about me. Very, very unfair.
The US Senate is debating the final passage of four foreign aid bills that would send billions of dollars in military assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praised the decision to advance the bill, calling it a victory for democracy and bipartisanship.
In a resounding bipartisan vote, the relentless work of six long months has paid off. Congress is sending the supplemental to President Biden's desk. Getting this done was one of the greatest achievements the Senate has faced in years, perhaps decades. Today, those in Congress who stand on the side of democracy are winning the day.
On Saturday, the House of Representatives ended months of stalemate to pass the aid package. The US government says allegations that Israeli forces buried more than 300 Palestinians